We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
If you've got a passion for pumpkin, you've got to get to Dunkin' and pick these up. Our new pumpkin cream cold brew. Smooth, bold cold brew topped with velvety pumpkin cream cold foam. And our delicious pumpkin spice signature latte. Rich espresso topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. And our perfectly pumpkin donuts, munchkins treats, pumpkin muffins, and more. That's how we pumpkin at Dunkin'. Pick your pumpkin at Dunkin', like our new pumpkin cream cold brew. Pumpkin spice signature latte. And our perfectly pumpkin treats. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions apply.
Hello, SEO 101 listeners. WebmasterRadio.fm introduces over 101 reasons to love your smartphone even more. Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, now available in the iTunes Store or on Google Play. Listen to SEO 101 live every Monday or download thousands of past episodes or download shows like SEO Rockstars, Search Pulse, The Daily Search Cast, and more. Download the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app for iTunes and Google Play now.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and I'm proud to bring you another episode of SEO 101 with a ton of tips and news. It's been a couple weeks. I'm sorry about the delay. It's been a bit crazy, but let's just jump right into it, okay? I want to really fill your boots this one. So, first bit of news. Matt Cutts, our favorite person at Google, has decided to go after the guest blogging platform, myblogguest.com. Now, originally, he hadn't actually said what site he was tackling here. To quote him, his tweet, which is all he used to inform everyone, said, "Today, we took action on a large guest blog network. A reminder about the spam risks of guest blogging." That was on 18th of March at 11:13 p.m. So I'm just supposed to show you, you never know when he's going to be tweeting. In any case, it didn't take long for Ann Smarty of myblogguest.com to announce that, yes, indeed, it was them. Now, Matt has, and we've talked about this in a past show, I believe that was one of the ones about three shows ago at least, where Matt had said that the end of blogging, guest blogging for SEO is on the horizon, and I don't necessarily agree that, well, okay. First of all, when you're doing guest blogging, there's nothing wrong with it by its own merits. Even Matt Cutts says that. He says that doing it for the purpose of SEO is. Agreed. I mean, if you're just doing it for SEO, it generally means you're not doing it as high enough quality because you're not doing it for readers as well. Now, that's where it just gets silly. To me, if you're going to write an article, you're going to write it for readers. SEO is perhaps one of your goals. And that should never be otherwise. I mean, there's no reason why you shouldn't consider SEO when you're doing a post. Anyways, what it comes down to is make sure you write on sites that are related to or relevant to whatever you're writing about in your business. Just do a good job. First, think about the post as being a piece of content that can build your reputation online. I mean, use authorship. Make sure that it's connected to you in all ways possible. And really, it's demonstrating that you are an expert in your field. And if people can see that, then they're going to come back to your site and hopefully follow you, read your blog more often, perhaps even send you business. So that's the primary goal. The fact that the article has a link back to your site is an extra bonus. I know these days getting links is that much harder, but it's also becoming easier in some regards too if you're doing it from a social perspective. Remember, social media is another component of what you need to succeed. So if you think about links, you think about the old way, which was you just get a link from X site to yours, and if it was relevant, then it would help you boost your rankings. It was pretty vanilla. Google would just go, okay, great, that's good. As they got smarter, then they would start to be more critical of those links, and it got much harder to game Google. And to their credit, you know, that's something that they needed to clean up. There's a lot of people out there that did not deserve to rank that were ranking because of this tactic. Then over time, they decided that link building wasn't as good a signal as it technically was, or they thought it was at the beginning. And they needed something else to add relevance, to add some kind of credibility to it. And social media came into play, and it became pretty clear to them that if an article had links and also had social shares and social discussion, that made the article more likely to be official, you know, more legitimate. And as a result, social media became one of the signals that is reinforcing the viability of a piece of content. Now, I would say that if you're talking about getting to the top of search results quickly, but perhaps not for a long period of time, social media is perfect. If you're talking about getting up there and then staying there, that's when a piece of content has to do so well that it builds links as well as having that immediate burst of social media buzz. You know, in other words, it's getting harder, but that's how they have to scale things so that it's the people who get up there are the ones who have earned it. It's one of my favorite mentions, a discussion I had with Dana Lukidu. Bless her heart, she's getting better now. If anyone knows about her in the industry, she had a hell of an accident, and she's fighting her way through it. It's incredible, and she's done very well. But one of the things that she said to me was how she likes to tell clients that they have to earn their way to the top of the rankings, and I love that term, earn. I use it all the time now, and it's perfect. You do have to earn it. If you really want to succeed and you want to stay where you want to in the top rankings, you want to stay in a place where people can see you, then you have to earn it. So that's a little bit on Matt Cutts and myblogguest.com. Who knows who he's going to go after next? A lot of people are saying that they don't really understand why My Blog Guest was the first to be hit. I guess it was probably one of the larger ones. And certainly, I don't believe that all of the work they were doing was black hat. But I don't know. I'm very interested to see what Matt Cutts says about that, because I know the industry loves Ann and would be very... I'd be very shocked if when he gets interviewed, and it will happen, he isn't a little bit under fire for this, because there's a lot less higher quality sites out there. Anyways, another little piece of tech news. I thought this was cool. Another indication of miniaturization and the furthering of technology and search everywhere we are. Google Now has a smaller, wearable version of Android on the way, and it's built in with Google Now, of course. And it's being demonstrated as the new smartwatch. And this is March 18th when it was noted in The Verge is where I first read it. And it looks pretty slick. And it's already being built by LG, and I think Samsung have already jumped onto the bandwagon here and already have something coming out with that Android wearable system. And its focal point will be having a lot of the instant information you want, such as, you know, health is going to be a big one. It's going to give you a lot of information about how many steps you've done in a day, or whatever you want, of course. But it does have a lot of these components built in. I kind of like it. Obviously, it's a little big brother if you sort of believe where things are going. But I do believe it's going there whether we like it or not. What I think from a search perspective that's very interesting here is the Google Now component. Google Now is all about local. It's where you are right now, what's happening around you, what can you take advantage of. So it's going to be very important to have, in my opinion, of course, I'm guessing here, it's a certain amount of speculation, that schema markup is added to your site. Now, schema markup, go to schema.org. That's schema.org. And look at all the different types of markup. It's a little overwhelming, I admit, but you can find plenty of tutorials online that discuss the schema markup and what you do or don't need. What are basics and what are more advanced? You know, really just start with the basics. Get some of that stuff in there. If you're a local-focused business, I should have prefaced this with that. If you do have a local interest, you want to make sure this is in there, because what it's going to do is it's going to allow you to add more signals to the content on your site to make it clearer to search engines. And if it is locally focused content, you can make that very clear. The schema markup is what's used to highlight address information and all that stuff. And let's say if you got that in the footer of every page, well, great, use the markup to highlight it and make sure it sticks out like a sore thumb when Google goes there and knows that you're about that. Building links to your site, but more from a local standpoint. You know, get to know your community. I mean, hopefully you already do, but if you're locally focused, meet the bloggers. Say, hey, you know, this is what I do. I think that I've seen your blog. I think it's really cool. Now, don't do this by email. Do this personally. Maybe take them out to drink and just say, hey, would you be interested in doing, in your next article, writing about this topic, and I'd be happy to do an interview with you and whatever. maybe that's not the best way to go about it. I'm just sort of speculating what might work. But the point of the matter is getting to know the local leading bloggers in your community is a good thing. And if they take interest in what you're offering and they write about it, that is going to help you out. Okay. Now, there has been a actually, you know what? I'm about to jump into some information from a Hangout I did recently. But I think before I jump into that, let's take a quick break. And then when we get back, we'll talk about list.ly. That's Listly.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Why do over 15,000 small businesses love working with Infusionsoft? Because we believe in people and their dreams. We empower entrepreneurs, and our groundbreaking tools help small businesses grow and thrive. We listen. We care. We serve our customers, and we do what we say we'll do. We're always trying to find new ways to innovate and to improve our all-in-one sales and marketing platform. Most of all, from email to e-commerce, we help small businesses like yours succeed. Go to infusionsoft.com/radio to watch a free product demo. That's infusionsoft.com/radio.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use certifiedknowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
WebmasterRadio.fm presents Search Kingdom. We explore the world of search marketing, give in-depth analysis inside the important industry headlines, and interview with the most important industry thought leaders. Search Kingdom, on demand inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class. Take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. Hosted by myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. And unfortunately, my co-host, John Carcutt, can't be here today. I know it's been a lot of that lately, and it's not his fault. Over the last little while, he and I have been playing tag. So the fates are there. He will be back on, and I'm sure it's going to happen. We've got to sync up here. So I don't want to keep you guys out of the news. So let's get you back into it here. Now, I got a great tip for you. I was on a hangout with a community that I'm a part of now that I'm one of the moderators for. It's the interior design community. Yep, I know. Me, interior design. Nothing I've talked about really in the past, but it's something of interest to me because, frankly, they needed someone to help them with website marketing. I really love the community. They're so welcoming. And I'm also kind of fascinated with the whole industry. At any rate, I digress. The hangout on air was with Nick Kellett, one of the co-founders of Listly. That's list.ly. Now, Listly is just a place for, as it sounds, creating lists. It is a social platform. And what really, really blew me away was that there is a... Okay, let's just think here. You're going to create a list. Let's say it's the list of... one I created was which the list of my favorite 3D Blu-rays, ones I've seen that I thought were really cool. There's a lot of crap out there, so I created a list. When I did that, I put it on my account, and now anyone within the Listly universe can go in there and add to it. It's my choice. I can certainly make it private or whatever and lock it down, but by writ, it's open, by default. So in this case, people can go there, and they can write, and they can add another Blu-ray. They can say why, whatever they want. I can choose to not allow it. I can do all that. I can moderate it. But it becomes a living list, a list that is crowdsourced. Now, this is where it gets cool. Take that list and embed it within your WordPress site. Now, I say WordPress because WordPress is the only place currently where this benefit I'm about to mention comes into play. And that is that if you use the WordPress plugin, it will embed the content as though it's actually a blog post. Now, this is not invisible to search engines. It's completely visible. All that content is stuff that Google can index and see. And wow. I mean, it looks great on the page. If you got it on your blog, it's relevant to your blog. Otherwise, you shouldn't be posting it. And as people update it on Listly, it's being updated on your blog. So this page becomes a life form of itself. It's something that's always updating. And sure, I know there's other people out there that are probably thinking, well, this is all duplicate content. What if other people do this? Well, okay, sure, maybe a few other people will host the list as well. It's not a big deal. The fact of the matter is this becomes a useful living page on your site. And I think it looked great. It'd be something I'd be proud to share. And the fact that it was still indexable was great. Again, because I do believe that there is a certain amount of benefit to being connected to content that's relevant. Even if it is slightly duplicated, it's not going to be duplicated that much unless it's absolutely the most popular one there. I guess that's a sort of cutting edge sword. But either way, if it's really heavily duplicated, it's not going to be a big deal. Sure, the page won't get a lot of benefit in terms of passing link juice around your site, but it could still rank well. Think about that. It could still rank well. And it does rank. List leads do rank. I have not done any research to see it. I could do it in a few minutes here, but I haven't done it yet to see whether or not actual pages with this embedded are ranking over the pages within Listly. But I can tell you from what I've seen so far, I'm very impressed. I think it's well worth testing. I'm doing a few tests of my own right now, and I'll certainly let you know how they go. It's neat to have another tool in our arsenal. So give it a shot. At least get on there and add a 3D Blu-ray for me that you liked. Anyway, you can find me on there pretty quick. I think I'm the only Ross Dunn on there. But hopefully you give it a shot. And if you want to check out the Hangout on Air that we did with Nick Kellett of Listly, you can do a search pretty quickly for a Listly interview within YouTube. Just type in Interior Design Community or IDC and Nick Kellett, and you should be able to find it. If you have any problems, let me know, and I'll certainly hook you up. There were a lot of other great bits of information there and a lot of tutorials on how to use it and some of the advantages. He's going to let us do some testing as well and perhaps be a highlighted group that's using it to benefit the community. So it's interesting. There's a lot of neat things going on there. One thing I should note to tie that up actually is that there's a JavaScript version of that that allow you to embed the content. So if you do want to embed it, but you don't want Google to see it, unless Google decides to activate the JavaScript, which technically they can, I would say that doesn't happen all the time. Fact of the matter is there is a way to embed it in non-WordPress sites. It's just not as clear cut in terms of whether or not it'll be indexed or not. So yeah, doors aren't completely closed to you. Next, more mat cuts. What a shock. This was interesting. It's something I commented on within the, I believe, within the SEO 101 community on Google+. And it was a question he posed, which is, or someone had posed to him, and he answered via video, which is, what should sites do with pages for products that are no longer available? Now, Matt recommended that if you have products that are no longer available and never will be, that you should use 404s. So in other words, say to Google, this is no longer here, remove this from your system. Now the problem with that is not only does it say that to Google, but also to anyone else who might be following a link and getting to that page. And even though you can craft 404s to be fairly interesting, like you can make a 404 into a page that will not just turn people away, but can lead them into searches, lead them to other pages that you think are worthwhile, saying, hey, you know, this page is not here, but you can click here to go here, which has additional information, or check out our latest product. It's pretty poor user experience. I would say that I differ from his opinion in that, yes, you may be able to use a 404 on a large product site which has a whole bunch of content or products that are constantly being updated, and some, maybe a lot of them are being removed and are no longer being restored. But if you have products you know were fairly popular and may have or certainly have generated links, so you know that there is a certain amount of link juice going to them, don't 404 them. I strongly recommend creating a template within your product system that will allow you to show the old product and perhaps put a overlay that transparent or opaque overlay that says no longer available, but here is a product that is available that's even better. I'm hoping, of course, you have that. Or maybe different, but this may make you happy as well. Or, you know, I'm sure you're going to be more eloquent than I am. And at any rate, it needs to be a page that presents them with an alternative and makes them realize they're not just going to a site that's not up to date, that's been broken. No, they're going to a page where it did exist. Hey, we had it. We're a good company. We had it. And sorry, you missed the boat, but here's a new one, a new product that's either better or the same or close to it. And yeah, it's a little onus on you to be really on top of things. But, you know, with a lot of the software out there, you can keep up to date on what pages are doing well. You know, even simply using Google Analytics, you can find out which products had been getting traffic and which ones you'd rather manually optimize. In a sense, you are manually optimizing by creating this page for them versus just using the default 404 the system would create. I'm sorry for anyone out there who doesn't have a product system or e-commerce. This is a little overwhelming, but it really doesn't apply to you then if you don't have e-commerce. I guess technically, if you have a page on your site and you don't have e-commerce, but a page that goes away, just disappears, the best thing to do would be to 301 redirect it. So in other words, redirect it to a page on your site automatically, so it's seamless to anyone who goes there that has similar information. That would maintain the user experience and generally make people happy. So that works for the average site. I hope that helps. Now, another thing I saw was an interesting question about large images above the fold causing problems with the latest algorithms. Now, this is another one from the SEO 101 community, because you guys rock. And I thought it was interesting. It was someone asking whether or not this particular legal site had too much imagery above the fold. Now, above the fold is any content that's above where you don't, essentially that appears first on the page without scrolling, okay? So if you had to scroll, you're now below the fold. You're looking at content below the fold. And recently, Google has implemented a thing where if there's too much imagery or graphics or potentially ads, which really what they're saying is ads, but images can sometimes be accidentally considered ads, above the fold, then Google's going to take that into account when it's ranking you because they don't like that. That they firmly believe that provides a lower quality visitor experience, and that's against their interests. So Matt Cutts was asked how Google might look without backlinks as a ranking factor. So maybe if they just relied on social and some of the other components out there, whether or not rankings might just do better and links could be completely forgotten. Well, he did a little, apparently they do research this stuff. So it's nice to know that they're doing what we kind of expect they're doing. And he said that after doing the testing, it was pretty horrific. The results they got without backlinks being used as a consideration, so it's incoming links to your website, helping you by showing some sort of credibility that you are who you are. Without that information, the search results just went to hell. They do need that information. So what I loved about that was, you know, all the naysayers out there that say, well, links are going out the window or whatever. No, they're not. They cannot. Google will not get the same results and quality search results for their visitors if they don't use backlinks, at least at this point, and I would say for the foreseeable future. So that's good news for everyone. If you are sort of being around the block, don't forget backlinks are not going anywhere. It's certainly a known entity, known quantity, and really when it comes down to it, social media is where it's going to be going, and it is. And, you know, just make sure to mix the two together and perform a little alchemy, and it works. It works really well. Now, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I've got a couple more pieces of news, and then we'll be done the show.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
And a pitch. There are many things we would love to catch. Catching the final out of a baseball game. Reeling that big catch of the day. Or catching a ride home.
Taxi!
How about catching more attention like the biggest retail brands on earth? Introducing Catchy.com, where they sell short branded attractive.com domain names. Use a short and catchy brand, just like Sony, Visa, and Nike for your next business venture. You can even rent to own for as low as $100 a month. Catch a big break for your business with Catchy.com.
Guys, are you suffering from FD, fulfillment dysfunction? Let MoldingBox.com's online portal system for inventory, tracking, and returns perform for you. We have the enormous tools you need for complete warehousing, shipping, and handling of all your packages, no matter the size or shape, directly to your customers. MoldingBox.com can also fulfill all your nourishing, nutraceutical, and smooth skincare product desires, including green coffee and Garcinia, on demand. Plus, let our in-house printing and CD-DVD manufacturing help you enlarge and maximize your coaching and business opportunity potential. We do everything. Fulfillment, shipping, tracking, inside and out, and all in one place. MoldingBox.com. It's shipping made sexy.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. On demand anytime inside the Entertainment Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. Hosted by myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. So, Stefan Spencer, we've had him on once or twice in the years I've been doing the show, and frankly, I've got to get him back on. But at any rate, there was an interview of him, and I really enjoyed it. It was about his consultation with retailers. He does a lot of SEO for retailers. And he'd noted that really key issues were being missed by these particular retailers. For one thing, they don't have pagination set up properly. So they have a tough, and they have a tough time building links. So in this case, pagination, let's just start with that. They weren't using rel equals next or rel equals prev on particular pages. So let's say at the bottom of a product page, you've got the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So you can go and click on different pages and go ahead and see them. Well, if they don't have the rel equals prev, and I know I'm speaking Greek to many people who are new to this, a simple search on Google will explain it to you. But rel equals prev and rel equals next allows Google, and hopefully other search engines, if they've adopted this, I'm not sure if they have yet, but it shows how Google-esque I am, essentially allows Google to consider them all one long page, or at least know that they are all connected together. There's many advantages to that, and I believe we've covered in other shows. I can't cover it all right now, but essentially that's one of the key issues that he has noted. They also have a tough time building links because, well, frankly, who wants to link to a product page if it's really not of any interest to the average user? It does happen, obviously. But it's more difficult than ever to get people to link to a product page. They're also not using microdata or rich snippets. Now, that's the schema.org markup that I talked to you about earlier. Microdata, rich snippets, these are all the same word, same meanings anyways. Finally, and I thought this was interesting, they don't have images linked within their XML sitemaps. Now, I'm very unfamiliar with this because a lot of my clients haven't needed to do this. I certainly haven't seen any value in it. However, for product sites, it is a wonderful idea, especially if you're very image-based. I urge you to do some reading on that or contact an expert because it's a little bit too meaty for the show, at least this show at this point. But if you have a product system and you do not have images in your XML sitemaps, like all those amazing images you have tied to your products, then this is something you should research. And a very, very cool saying, and Sun Tse, I would imagine, is the one who brought up this up, but because I know he's a big fan of The Art of War, that is Stevan Spencer. He said, tactics without strategy is the noise before defeat. I'll say that again. Tactics without strategy is the noise before defeat. That could be something you got tattooed on your arm, for all I know. It's obviously well-known phrase, but every time I hear it, I find it profound. And when it comes down to it, a lot of these clients or these competitors, these sites are no longer doing the research that they should be because they're too busy. There's too many things going on. There's social media, there's SEO, that's just online. Then there's offline, all the work they're doing, all the advertising, all the management of staff, and oh, God help us, there's so much work. And really, they don't focus on a plan. How can they be remarkable? They need to differentiate yourself, themselves. And that's one of the first things I ask a client when I'm working with them doing consultation. How do you differentiate yourself? And if they don't have a good differentiation, then really they're starting at a severe disadvantage. He gave a few tips. He said that he thinks using videos, infographics, quizzes, how-tos, top 10 lists, and product videos are all great ways to differentiate the content or the meat of the site. Now, that's not differentiating yourself as a company, per se, and what you're offering, like we're talking about the base of your business, but in terms of differentiating your pages, which is, you know, we're talking SEO here, so that's what matters in this show. One thing he thought was really great was product videos that were funny, ones that really made people laugh. And he says there was a favorite of his that he likes to watch, and I'm sorry I didn't write it down, but it just, the product videos are hilarious. They do a really good job. If you ever want to follow any of his comments, and he's, I tell you, he's a great guy, you can follow him on Twitter, at S Spencer. That's S and then S-P-E-N-C-E-R. And, you know, check him out. Good guy, great content. Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, thanks for joining me today. If you have any questions you'd like to share with me, please feel free to post them on Google Plus, on the Google Plus community page, where John is also there and answering questions and being way more helpful than I am on that community. And that's awesome. And, you know, we do our best to either answer them there or get them on the show or both. So thank you very much, and I hope everyone has a great week. Remember that the show airs at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern every Monday. And I hope you have a wonderful week, and talk to you soon.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.